You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's 7:45 on a Thursday morning. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And if you like the film festival, then you're going to like what we have to say today. The Cinetopia Film Festival is right around the corner, and everybody in both Detroit and Ann Arbor, Southeast Michigan, very excited about this festival.
Absolutely.
Bigger than better than ever.
That's right. There are just a couple movies that are opening that aren't a part of Cinetopia. We'll start with those, and then we'll spend the rest of the time. But Melissa McCarthy's new movie, Spy, is opening up this week. She plays a behind-the-desk CIA person, but some other folks get in trouble, and then she's forced into service as a frontline secret agent undercover.
She's becoming
character.
An atomic force in the industry.
She is. So anyway, the reviews on this have been kind of so-so. But
she's funny.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Yeah, the movie, not so great, but she's funny.
Jude Law and Jason Statham are also in this film. So Spy opens this Friday. And then also opening is Insidious Chapter 3. It's about the Lambert family and how they get haunted. And if you... There's a teenage girl involved, and so...
I missed the first two, so seeing the third might be a little awkward for me.
Absolutely. Well, and then opening at the Michigan Theater, we have Salt of the Earth, which is a really amazing documentary about a photographer by the name of Sebastiao Salgado, who over the last 40 years has been in the ever-changing world, of particularly in parts of the world that are in conflict. And he captures both the flora and the fauna, as well as the starvation and conflicts and exodus that happens with these world conflicts. And then, so the beauty and the horror of humanity are played out in front of you in this documentary film.
It would
about
be
this
so interesting to know how that has impacted him in his life.
Absolutely.
Because that's a lot to witness and take in.
You get a little glimpse of that. This is Wim Wenders is a photographer, and he helped put this together as a documentary. And then there's a fiction film that's based on the life of Brian Wilson.
From the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boy visionary
the troubled
composer,
genius? Yeah.
The troubled genius, for sure. It's called Love and Mercy, and Paul Dano plays Brian Wilson. And it's
about, as a young guy.
Yeah, as a young guy. It also stars John Cusack.
As an older Banks, Brian Wilson.
Yes, and Paul Giamatti. So this is opening at the State Theater, and I'm personally am looking forward to this. I'm a fan of the Beach Boys, and Brian Wilson
Well, I'm a
has
sucker for
the,
harmonies, and there's not many that did it better than
yeah,
the Beach Boys,
and
right?
Brian Wilson's played the Michigan Theater several times, so we're very happy about that. But as you started off, off the top of the show.
It is the Cinetopia Film Festival.
It is. And there's 18 venues. There's 10 kids films, 12 documentaries, 25 foreign language films, 16 English language films. We've got 11 films as part of the Orson Welles Symposium. We're very happy that the Arab American Film Festival is part of the Cinetopia Film Festival. So there's eight Arab and Arab American films. Eight other repertory films like Lawrence of Arabia and Wings that are happening at the Redford Theater. And then five programs of shorts, including a bunch of Michael Jackson shorts, which you might know as music videos. But a week from yesterday.
John Landis did the big one, right? Thriller?
Was that it? Exactly. Right. Well, and there's a lot of great directors that were involved. And he, you know, he was such a meticulous artist that that his music videos really were amazing short films, and we're going to do a sing-along, dance-along event on Wednesday the 10th in Campus
How
March.
How much is it going to cost me to get you to do the Thriller dance?
That will take some work. That may be a fundraising kind of thing that we do for WEMU.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, and we are talking about the Cinetopia Festival, which officially gets underway on the 5th.
That's right. There's two U.S. premieres, Pale Moon from Japan. It was the winner of the Best Actress Award, and then May Allah Bless France, which is a French film, and Love in the Time of Civil War is also a U.S. premiere. So we're really proud about that. And opening night in Detroit is going to be very
exciting.
Because
the first couple of days are in Detroit.
The first weekend, right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is in Detroit. And The Prophet is a film based on the Khalil Gibran book of prose poetry that was written in the 20s, but became very, very popular in the 70s and 80s. And over 100 million of those books have been printed. And the director of The Lion King has put together a collection of animators to animate these stories by Khalil Gibran. And this is a passion project of Salma Hayek. Liam Neeson is a key voice. Quvenzhané Wallace, who was in
In it? Somebody has to get kidnapped.
No one gets kidnapped. but there is trouble for the protagonist, for sure. And so this is a beautiful film that's being shown free on the lawn of the DIA. We have gotten all of the weathermen to promise that it's not going to rain, and actually the odds are pretty low that there'll be any rain tomorrow evening. But it's going to be a beautiful night on the lawn of the DIA, a free screening. That's in the 9 o'clock time frame, so as soon as the sun goes down, 9:30, 9:45. But before that, in the 7 o'clock time frame, there's going to be a film shown at the Charles Wright Museum called Imperial Dreams, and Malik Vital is the director of that film, and he's going to be there live. In fact, he's here today doing some interviews, and it's an urban drama that won the next category at Sundance. Malik Vital is a very compelling young man who's done some really terrific work.
And again, that does include a presentation and a Q&A after the film.
Absolutely. Yeah. Court is going to be a film that won the Asian Indian equivalent of the Academy Award for Best Picture. It's about this woman who is fighting the caste system, the class system, and the Indian judicial system in a very, very compelling drama about her work to get that taken care of. And then the other film that's showing is Back on Board, which is going to be at the College for Creative
Studies.
That's
about the diver, Greg Louganis, right?
Greg Louganis, absolutely. And the director, Cheryl Ferjanik, is going to be here to talk about it. And in a couple of subsequent screenings, Greg Louganis is going to do a Skype interview. So that's opening night, Back on Board, Imperial Dreams, and Court. And then at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a wonderful, wonderful presentation of The Prophet, the Khalil Gibran piece. And then if you don't make it to the 7 o'clock films, starting about 8 o'clock, there's going to be a jazz ensemble that plays on the lawn. Mike Jelinek's performing Holst the Planets in a jazz orchestra rendition of that very compelling piece that essentially the score of Star Wars was based on.
Oh, is that right?
Holst the Planets, yeah.
Yeah, no.
A lot of some, and I know you're a big fan of Star Wars. So,
well, the music was just fine. It was just the movie I hated.
and so that's opening night in Detroit. And then if you saw Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, mm-hmm. Which was part of our Sundance screenings back in February, it's coming back to Detroit on Saturday. There's a lot of very, very cool things that are happening on Saturday.
And then
in
beginning
Detroit.
On the 8th, right? Is that when things get underway in earnest in Ann Arbor?
Starting on the 7th, the Wells Symposium starts in Detroit with a couple of very special screenings, and that's on the 7th. And then the 8th, as you said, the Wells Symposium starts at 11 o'clock, at 1 o'clock on the 8th at the Graduate Library. There's also going to be an exhibit that's at the Graduate Library about a lot of Wells materials that the university has. Very cool screenings are taking place. There's going to be, he did a Broadway play that had some film elements, and it's called Too Much Johnson, and that's going to be performed by University of Michigan
students.
I don't
want to speculate. What is that about?
It's a stage reading, and it's set at about 100 years ago, and there's no sexuality in it that I'm aware of of any significant nature.
Just trying to clarify.
And Chimes at Midnight is another film starting in Detroit. Magnificent Amerson is going to be shown in Ann Arbor.
Handful of directors that really has compelled all filmmakers that followed.
Absolutely. And so there's scholars coming from all over the world to talk. Oja Kadar, who was a significant other for the last 25 years of his life, and donated material that included an unfinished autobiography. And all that's going to be dealt with during the symposium. And that's on Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, we do some film, additional Wells screenings, as well as the Michael Jackson sing-along, dance-along at Marcia's Park in downtown Detroit.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Once again, David Fair sitting with Russ Collins, the executive director and CEO CEO of the Michigan Theater. We're talking about the Cinetopia Festival, which gets underway June 5th in Detroit and runs through the 14th in both Detroit and Ann Arbor.
That's right. And then on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's going to be some screenings at the Maple Theater. There's also going to be screenings
in Birmingham Bluefield Hills.
Okay. And then the Redford Theater, the Senate Theater are all part of Cinetopia.
So
this
really
year
is expanding throughout Southeast Michigan.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's all happening between the 5th and the 8th, and the 10th. And then on the 11th, we open up here in Ann Arbor, and we've got Danny Says about a really famous and amazing music agent that back in the 60s and 70s was discovering a bunch of bands, The Doors, Nico, as well as the MC5 and Iggy and the Stooges were discovered by Danny Fields. So that's going to be cool. The Adventures of JoJo and His Annoying Sister Avila, which is a family film about these two kids that get caught in a auto accident and have to make their way out. So it's both, you know, little kids that are in threat, but a lot of comedic things happen to them. A Borrowed Identity is an Israeli-Palestinian drama, and that's all happening in Ann Arbor in the 7 o'clock time frame, and then in the 9 o'clock time frame, the 40th anniversary of the first gigantic summer blockbuster film.
Had to be Jaws.
Jaws.
I love that movie. Every time it comes on, I watch it.
Absolutely. And that's going to be on Maynard Street outside in Ann Arbor, and that's a week from today. And then we continue with a full schedule of programs on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and concluding with a screening of Noah Baumbach's new film, Mistress America, that he did with Greta Gerwig. So we're very excited about that. And then the Summer Festival and the Michigan Theater Cinetopia.
Doing outdoor film series?
Doing an outdoor film on Sunday night. So those two things are closing down. But there's just a lot of really amazing
films.
Let
me ask you this. I mean, we're starting to get into the heart of the Cinetopia Film Festival. It began on a rather small scale with a grander vision. Now we're a couple of years down the line. Is the vision being met, and where do we see it moving in years to come?
Yes. Well, we discovered a few things as we started to get ready for doing a film festival. One, we knew it took several years. To take several years for people to really get in the swing of what a festival is like, and that is actually happening. It's very exciting to see the media and the public picking up on it. When you go to a festival, it's just like a music festival. If you think of the Arcs Folk Festival, you know, they'll have a headliner, they'll have Bonnie Raitt or Lyle Lovett or somebody like that.
You're going to be exposed to new music and artists you haven't heard of.
Exactly.
Right.
You go to a jazz festival, you know, you get a big name, Terrence Blanchard, but then you get all kinds of other really interesting things, and you go, wow, that's amazing. And film festivals are just like that. So there are directors, there are performers that you know, there's classic films that you know, but there's a lot of stuff to discover. And
so the best thing to do is to buy a pass.
Buy a pass if you can and set aside a day or two or, you know, better still, 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 days.
Portions of days,
To go. Well, or as much of a day you can do. On the weekends, we screen starting at noon, and you can literally spend all day going to the movies. And it's pretty darn cool to do that for a couple days.
Is this beginning to become a destination for film enthusiasts?
Certainly for the region. It's intended to be a regional festival, and we've got a tremendous number of folks that are coming. Call Me Lucky, which is movie on the comedy scene in Boston that was put together by Barry Crimmins. But if you think about Boston and you think about comedians, you think Jay Leno. So Bobcat Goldthwait directed this film. It's produced by a Michigan guy, Clinton Trucks, and Barry Crimmins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Clinton Trucks are all going to be here.
Bobcat certainly got an interesting perspective on life. It's going to be an interesting take. Yeah.
And it's a documentary. It's really interesting. Call Me Lucky, and that's going to be those folks are going to be here in Ann Arbor. They're going to be here on the 13th. All those folks are. Christmas Again is this little tiny film. We've got Detroit Voices, which are short films from local filmmakers. Just a tremendous amount of stuff. Go to cinetopia.org. You can get the whole list.
Cinetopiafestival.org?
It's cinetopiafestival.org. You are right. Cinetopiafestival.org. Pick up a program guide at the Michigan or the State Theater or merchants around the town. There's a lot going on, and it's very exciting.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for a Cinetopia version of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. This is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-da from the center of the film world this week, Cinetopia.